Richburger and bloodandfaith.com. We need to go out and arrest as many BLM and Antifa protesters as they've arrested J6ers. They've spent 3 years now tracking down J6 protesters across the country. We need to go out and not even just the same amount. Get every single Antifa and BLM member that broke any laws over the last several years, quote-unquote protesting, burning down cities, committing arson, assaulting police officers, assaulting innocent citizens, setting up autonomous zones, Capitol Hill autonomous zones, and we need to throw them in jail. Set up a task force, just like they set up a task force for the J6ers. Track them down all over the country. Track them down, haul them out of their houses, haul them out of their jobs, haul them out of their university classes, haul them out of their political offices, and make an example out of them. Put them in solitary confinement. Pick them up in the middle of the night and move them from jail to jail, prison to prison, without notice, without warning. Prevent them from talking to their attorneys. Put them in solitary confinement. That's what we need to do to the BLM and the Antifa folks. They've been fighting this war. We'll treat them just like they treat the J6ers. Oh. And then we need to go after... Oh, let me think. Why don't we go after, an ex-president? How about Barry Sotero? Why don't we elect a good prosecutor? Maybe there's a billionaire. Maybe there's a foreign billionaire that would be willing to fund, I don't know, 20 or 30 ultra-conservative MAGA prosecutors in select districts, highly conservative districts, and get those guys elected and then have them go after ex-presidents for, I don't know, bribery, corruption. Barry Sotero, or is your name Barack Obama? How did you afford 4 or 5 homes worth $10 million? Where'd you get that money? Oh, I got it from selling a book. Okay. All right. Well, we think you didn't. We think you were buying and selling influence. And we're going to prosecute you for that. But by the way, since that's your defense, we're going to haul that book company in. And we're going to start prosecuting every executive in that publisher for some kind of crime. And we're going to make them testify against you. Or not. We'll make them tell the truth. And we'll see what their story is. Why did you give him $80 million for a book after he was president? What was the quid pro quo on that? Who arranged this? Who paid it off? We think it was bribery. We think it was a corruption of office. Why did you give him that? Did you really make money on that? What prospect did you have of making money on that? And we'll drag every executive out of those publishing companies and make them testify about why they made that decision. And if they lie, we catch them in a lie, we're going to throw them in jail for lying. We'll throw you in jail for lying. Oh, I want another task force. I want a task force on Epstein Island. Not for the guys that's dead or the woman in jail. I want a task force just like they've tracked down every single person that was at the Capitol on January 6th and some people that even weren't, that went to jail in solitary confinement. I want a national task force to find out every single person that ever went to Epstein Island over the decades. Every single one. I don't care if it's 100 or 1,000. I want every single one of them. And I want you to I'll prosecute them for, I don't know, must be against the law to, certainly some laws were broken. Prostitution with minor children, isn't that a crime? Rape of a child, is that a crime? Soliciting prostitution, is that a crime? It is in big cities. It's not on Epstein Island. Bring them out. Bring everyone out. Oh, and when they lie, prosecute them for lying to federal law enforcement officers. Prosecute them for lying. I want hundreds of people out there, every single one of them. And we'll throw them in jail. Throw them in jail, just like they're trying to throw Trump in jail. Just like they're throwing the J6ers in jail. Oh, and then I want some civil suits. I want some civil suits against the pharmaceutical executives. And I want you to sue them for all the damage that they've done and impoverish them for the next 14 generations. Take every dime they have. Take the hundreds of millions of dollars that they made. And I don't care if it's for the COVID vaccination or any other vaccination. Prosecute, find a way. They found a way to prosecute Trump. They found a way to prosecute the J6ers. We're going to go right back at you, buddy. Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, we're coming after you. You're going to the clink. 700 years for you. Every Antifa and BLM protester, you're going to the clink. You're going to get solitary. We're going to move you around in prisons in the middle of the night so nobody knows where you are. Hillary Clinton, we're going to find out why all those people died. We're going to make your life a living hell. And then you're going to go to prison. We're going to put you in a women's prison. And we're going to get a big old trainee there named Bert, who claims to be a woman, and he's going to be your cellmate. How do you like that? Right back at you. Oh, you can't do that. That'll disturb the country. Country's disturbed. Right back at you. I want 10,000. I want 100,000 Antifa BLM protesters hounded and their lives made, ruin their lives for insurrection. Right back at you. FritzBerger and BloodandFaith.com.